Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. Nearly 100 Indiana post offices are included in the U.S. Postal Service's list of facilities it will review as it looks to cut costs. The organization says it will study 3,600 offices and branches nationwide for possible closing. Postmaster General Patrick Donahue says the Post Service has to eliminate offices that are losing money.
It's no secret that the Postal Service is looking to change the way we do a lot of things, and it's driven by a large part on what makes sense financially.
Most of the targeted sites are in rural areas and have low volume. The Indiana Supreme Court has agreed to review whether Indiana Family and Social Services Administration wrongly cut off welfare benefits to some recipients without telling them what they did wrong. The State Appeals Court ruled against the agency last year, reversing a trial court decision. Indiana is one of 10 states receiving money to increase the number of adults with a college degree. The $1 million will be divided among Ivy Tech Community College, the regional campus of Indiana University, and the State Commission for Higher Education. Higher Ed Commissioner Teresa Lubbert says improving graduation rates is not easy, but now there's more focus on the issue.
We've doubled the number of students who are going on to college. But as the governor mentioned, we're not getting them to complete at the levels they need to. And in order to do that, we need to reduce the time it takes, which will save money to taxpayers and save money to students and increase the likelihood that they will be successful.
For its part, the commission will come up with a package of college completion and productivity recommendations by the end of the year. Right now, partly cloudy skies and 91 degrees for WFYI News.